Let's go. Here we go. Here we go. Let's go where we need to go. Family Secrets, a little series. That's what I call it. Secrets for family and secrets for success in family. Let's just talk about it today. Every message is sort of a standalone, but it's from the same book, and it's the book of Ruth. Let's look at it. And Rod will push us a little bit because of our time. God's unusual plan. Say that with me. God's unusual. Now, can y'all help me one more time? I'm struggling a little. Here we go. God's unusual plan. That's the title. God's unusual plan. Keep that in mind as we talk. God says in Isaiah, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord." We have trouble all the time with stuff in our life. Well, why God let that happen? Why did it happen? You know, he ain't you. Did you understand that? Say. And your way ain't always the way, and stuff happens. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts." Amen? Wow, that's a good reason to be in the Word of God. Amen? His thoughts are way higher than ours. Don't you want His thoughts? Say. Don't you want His wisdom? Don't you want to know what He says? God's unusual plan is the title today. If you go to Matthew, it says, "And Salmon begat Boaz." Don't get lost here. "And Salmon begat Boaz of" who? Rahab. And Rahab was a what? She was a prostitute, if you know your Bible. She was a harlot. She was a prostitute. And it's interesting, in the lineage of Jesus Christ, in the birth of Christ, looking at His history, who He came through, "And Salmon begat Boaz of" who? Can you imagine that? Yeah. "And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat" who? "King David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah." Here's the point. Now let's go back to where we're going today. Okay? Our message today. So God's ways are not our ways. You know why? Because we would have said Jesus would never come through the line of a prostitute, because that's the way we are, right? That's how we are, right? Say, sure we are. Well, God says, "My ways aren't your way." Okay? "And I can use people who you discount and think are no good." Amen. Say. Because at the end of the day, we've all sinned. We've all missed the mark. Some might be better than somebody else, but at the end of the day, without Christ, we're all going to hell. You hear me? Say. If you're on a bus to hell, it's no time for bragging rights who gets to sit in the front. You understand? Say. Come on. All right, so His ways aren't our ways. He will use anybody He wants to use, which means me and you. Hallelujah. Amen. Last week we saw three dead husbands and two dead sons when we started this little series. We witnessed two of the three widows. Two of the three widows. Three widows now because they lost their husbands. One mama lost not only her husbands but her two sons. But those two sons had wives, so there's three widows. We saw two of those three widows rough it 60 miles through the desert from Moab back around the Dead Sea to go back to Bethlehem. Now, guys, I've been there many times. This is mountainous terrain. 60 miles doesn't sound a long way. It's a long way on a Mercedes tour bus. And with the air conditioning on, I'm wondering if we're ever going to get there. Through mountains and ravines and cuts. Well, they did it by foot. And it won't on no tour bus. Two widows. Can you imagine two widows going through that perilous desert, that area, with all that goes on? That took a lot of courage, huh? And Naomi comes back home to Bethlehem, where she's from, because of the famine. They had gone to Moab, which was a forbidden country, which was a country that Israel hated. And there were people that they were just horrible people. And so over there. And the country means country of incest. And so you're forbidden to even go over there. And so because of the famine, they went there for survival. Now Naomi's coming back home with this daughter-in-law, Ruth, and she comes back to Bethlehem, and they, "Oh, it's Naomi. Her name means sweet and pleasant. Oh, remember her? She left several years ago, and she's so sweet." And here's what she said: "Don't call me sweet no more. I'm not little sweet Naomi that left here. Call me Mara. Okay? I'm not the same woman anymore." Y'all got it? That's where we ended last week. So here's the question. Can God use a despised woman, which is going to be Ruth, the Moabitess, and the son of a prostitute, his name is Boaz. You've already seen his name in the lineage of Christ, did you say? Let's go with the word. Let's check it out this morning. We're going to go back to the book of Ruth. What are we doing here, Pastor, in case you're just here for the first time? You're like, we're studying the Bible. That's what we're doing. Got it? So we're going now to the book of Ruth. So here we go. God's unusual plan. Ruth chapter 2, verse 1. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's. Relative. Kinsman. A mighty man of what? Wealth. Of the family of Elimelech, and his name was who? Boaz. So, Boaz. He was related to Naomi's husband, Elimelech. The line traced back to the house of Judah. We also saw that when we started this morning in the book of Matthew. He was a man of great what? Well, okay, so far, this ain't hard, is it? Are we learning? Sure, here we go. Come on. Ruth chapter 2, verse 2. And Ruth, the Moabitess, said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field. So they're back in Bethlehem, two women needing to eat. Somebody's got to go to work here. Something's got to give. And Ruth says, let me go. Let me go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find what? And she said, it's a good idea you get out of the house. Gone. Go do it. So she does. And she went and came, and she gleaned in the field after the who? So the reapers are reaping the harvest, and she's coming in after them. And her hap, it just so happened that she lit or found a part or stopped at a part of the field belonging to a man named who? Who was of the kindred of who? Elimelech, which was Naomi's husband who had died. Got it? So Naomi says, let me go glean. Now, don't go to sleep on me here. He's talking about gleaning. I don't like it. Come on, you'll be fine. Hang in there. What's this gleaning stuff, Pastor? Well, it was God's mercy. Boy, you need to understand this. It was God's mercy to the who? The poor, widows. And by the way, this was God's plan. This is God's law. This is God's plan. If you have a heart to help people, why don't you thank God for that heart that He's given you? And if you don't have a heart to help people, why don't you ask Him to give you a heart that'll help people? Because that's God's heart. This was God's plan. So gleaning was God's mercy to the poor. It was actually God's what? In Leviticus it says, and when you reap the harvest, you that own land, and you who are reapers of a harvest, when you reap the harvest of your land, you landowners, when you have land, when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of your field, neither shall you gather the gleanings of the harvest. Don't reap all of it. You don't reap the corners. Okay? And thou shalt not glean your vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape. Say every. Of your vineyard. Thou shalt leave them. You mean I'm leaving some stuff on the vine? Yeah. You leave that for the who? Poor and the stranger. Now watch that last part. Because what? I am the Lord your God. It just reminds me of today so often, the way we live, the way we don't want our neighbor to encroach on our lot. He even walks across our land. We have a hissy fit. Did you know children of God ought to act different? Yes or no? Say. Children of God ought to be just act different and love people and be a little more neighborly. All right? You listening or not? Say. And what's mine is mine. I can't believe you. We're so selfish sometimes. And I'm talking to me too. Guys, this is not right. Is it? Say. Yes or no? Boy, I got quiet on that one. It's not right, guys. We ought to give to people. We ought to care for people. Why? Because our God gives to people and our God cares for people. And that's Him. Oh, I know God. You don't know Him if you're selfish. God's not selfish. He gave His only begotten Son. Are you kidding me here? We need to give. We need to help people. Love on people. What, just our friends?
Was that for the friends or not? That wasn't for no friends. That's for the poor. That's for strange people you don't even know. Well, Ruth hit a triple on that law. What do I mean? She was poor, so she qualified. She was a widow, so she qualified. And she was a foreigner, so she qualified. Amen? I mean, if she went down to the office to get help, man, she checked off all three boxes. Amen? So she could get her some help. She just so happened to be what? And that's what this was called. They would leave the corners, and they would leave some fruit on the vines. And this was called gleaning. The poor, the widow, the stranger. God's got a pretty good plan, doesn't He? They could go in the field, and they could eat. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem. And he said unto the reapers, as he saw them out in the field, those that are working for him, the Lord bless you. Thank you. Boy, isn't that good for us as employers to be nice to the employees. Say. Amen, say. Come on. Thank them. Thank them for what they do. Lord bless you. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reaper, who that woman over there? He says, who's that in that corner over there? Who's that damsel? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it's the Moabitish damsel. Now, Moabite's a horrible word. You understand that, right? It's the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she asked to be here. So she came, and she's continued even from the morning until now. I mean, she's been out there working. She's getting her bag full. You understand? Say that she tarried a little in the house. Until now, she tarried a little in the house. So Boaz said, who's this chick? We got that part right. Ruth said, please, can you say this with me? Please let me glean. Please let me glean. Did you know it was her right to do what she did? It was her right by law that she didn't have to say please. We should learn to say please. And I have a problem with it when, well, it's just my right. You're supposed to do it. You're supposed to give it to me. Boy, I hate an attitude like that, especially out of my children. You listening or not? Say, kids, are y'all listening? Makes me not want to do a thing for them. Did you hear me say? Please. Can we say please? And thank you? Guys, if you're not accustomed to saying please and thank you, you need to get with the program. It's right. It's godly. It's good. She said, please. So we're talking about secrets to success in your family. How about this one right here? Learn to say please and thank you. How about, do you think that might help your house? Say, yes or no. Can we thank the Lord? That might help your house. The wife does something to the husband. He goes, thank you. Okay? Or he says something to the wife, give me something to eat. It might be, honey, would you please give me something? Mama, when's supper? You mean, did you say please? We're going to have some supper? That sounds what you're saying. You understand? Yes or no? Now, I think it's all right for a mother, though, to tell the children, take out the trash. No, it's always good to say please and thank you. And parents, even back to you young'uns, it's a good thing to say thank you for what they did. Amen? Say, well, they're my young'uns. They're supposed to do it. Well, they are your children. That's true. But you're supposed to say please and thank you and be kind, too, and lead by example. Yes or no? So that's a secret we saw right here. Ruth taught us something. And she came from a country known for their incest. And they were hated people. Well, she learned some manners somewhere, didn't she? She learned something. I like this woman. Secret number two. Don't claim your rights with God. Be humble. Be humble. Be humble. Amen. Say. God doesn't say, if you claim your rights, you just come to me and claim it, baby. Claim it. I'll give it to you. No, he doesn't say that at all. He says, listen, you humble yourself before me and I'll lift you up.
God resists the proud, and he gives grace to the who? To the humble. Humble yourself before the Lord. That's what she did. She humbled herself. It was the law. She could have been full of herself. She could have just, hey, it's my right. But she humbled herself, and she was gracious. And God blessed her. So a couple of things we've seen about success in family. Let's keep going with verse 8. You all right? Here we go. Then said Boaz unto Ruth. So now Boaz is talking to her. Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field. Neither go from here, but abide here what? Fast by the maidens. Let your eyes be on the field that they reap. And go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men? I've told them that they shall not touch you. And when you are thirsty, you go over to the water pots. And you drink of that which the young men have drawn. I'm feeling sparks. Are you? I'm feeling some sparks here. Now, Ruth was very vulnerable. And she was also a Moabitess. She was a young Gentile woman that was all alone in a very bad situation. When people hate people, and she would have been hated. She would have been hated for who she was and where she came from. I hate to say it, when we hate people, we tend to not treat them too good. Have you noticed that or not? Say, it's the ones we hate that we'll probably go after first. Is that correct? And so you can imagine Ruth being in that field, a beautiful young woman, and they find out she's a Moabitess. Who knows what's going to happen to her on the way home? Yes or no? Yes or no? Aren't you glad God's watching? God's touching a man's heart named Boaz. Boaz helped her not to fear. He made special provision for her. That's what we saw there. He protected her from anyone who would do what? Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be safe. Amen? Praise God. Boaz said, stay in the field. Say that with me. Stay in the field. Now, this is just me going over stuff in the book of Ruth with you, but stay in the field. Stay in the field, he says. What do you mean? He says, listen, don't go to another man's field down the road. There's down there. They're down there. Corners are wide open, and there's gleanings down there. You stay right here. You stay in the field. Amen? Here's secret number three that we're putting up so far. Secrets to success and family. And we're just building in this little series. I just put up stay in the field. Stay in the field. Stay in the field. Look to God for your provisions. Look to God for your protection. And know that the grass ain't greener on the other side. You hear me, yes or no? How many of us, we jumped and we cut and we ran and we left too quick? How many could say, Pastor, I've done that before in my life? I've done it. And you look back and it wasn't the best thing for you, was it? No. Stay in the field. Stay steady. Stay with it. Maybe family's tough right now. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe there's some issues going on. I want to encourage you, stay with it. Are you listening to me? Stay with it. Don't quit. Trust the Lord. Lean more towards Him. Hang in there. Come on. And then just something else I'll put up here. Don't wander in religious fields. Don't wander in religious fields. Stay with Jesus Christ. Can you say that? Stay with Jesus Christ. Stay with Jesus Christ. God's unusual plan. And just a verse over from when I said that, I don't just pop a verse from Galatians. Paul said, I marvel that you're so soon what? Removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ to some other gospel, which is not another, because there isn't another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Stay with Jesus Christ. Never get away from grace. Never get away from grace. Isn't that what happened in this field? Say, grace. Did she cause that to be left in the corner? No. Was that her plan or was that God's plan to take care of her? It was God's plan. Stay with grace.
Don't let somebody else screw your head up and get you to become a legalist in your life. You listening or not? Say, stay with the grace of God. Amen. Say, stay in the field of grace. Nice there, isn't it? Say, isn't it nice eating of His gracious table? Say, of His bounty, partaking of that. Don't ever think you're better than somebody else. Please don't. Stay humble. Amen. Say, hello. Come on. Keep going, Raj. I can't read all those. Keep going, brother. Keep going. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, thank you. It would have been stupid for Ruth to glean from any other field, wouldn't it, say? What's the chances that she's going to win over the owner like that again? Woo! So she's staying right there, man. Then she fell on her face, and she bowed herself to the ground, and she said unto him, why have I found grace in your eyes that thou should take knowledge of me? For I am a what? I'm a Moabitish girl. It touched her so much that she just fell on her face. Why are you so good to me? I'm a Moabitess. My people's name means incest. You know that. My people are the enemy of Israel. Why are you so good to me? Can't you see her crying? Say, oh my gosh. Beautiful story. Are you amazed at how good God has been to you? Say, I am. Can we say, I am amazed? I am amazed. No doubt John Newton, when he wrote the song, he called it amazing. Are you amazed? Say. She was. Here's secret number four. God is way too good to me. You think that might help you in your family life? Instead of the attitude is, why is God picking on me? Try that in your family. Try to live like that with that bad attitude in your house, with your children, with your wife, with your husband, and see how peaceful and pleasant it is. But rather try this attitude. Get up every morning. God, thank you for letting me get up today. Thank you for your creation, that you created me in your likeness and your image. Thank you that, oh my goodness, out of all the places in the world, you let me live in America. Praise Him for that. I don't think a day ought to come that we don't thank Him that we're an American, that we get to live right here, that He blessed us. Thank you, Lord, that I get to live where? In all of the United States, I get to live in the best part, whether you know it or not. You will. It's going to take you a while. Florida. Come on. Put it down here for a reason. It's real nice right down here. Amen. Come on. We're about done, Rog. I got to quit soon. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that you have done to your mother-in-law since the death of her husband. How you left your father. How you left your mother. The land of your nativity. He didn't call, you know, that whatever. You know, horrible place you came from. And you're come now to a people which you don't even know. It's been told me. And Boaz says, the Lord recompense your work, and a full reward be given you of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Isn't that a beautiful line right there? Then she said, let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto your handmaid, though I be not like unto one of your handmaidens. You spoke to me with such grace and honor. Do you think that was normal for them to talk that way to a Moabitess? No. Oh, she noticed. But he noticed her, not just how cute she was. He noticed her character. He noticed her integrity. Isn't that what that was saying? Yeah. Boaz knew some stuff about Ruth. He knew her loss. He knew her what? Say it with me. Love and commitment to who? Naomi. Let me just stop right there. Do you think we should be ugly, talk ugly to our in-laws? Is that what we're supposed to do? Say. Is that what we're supposed to do? I don't like the old mother-in-law. Or you think we should honor them? Say, love them. Be respectful. You want your family to get better? Quit fighting with your wife's mama. Or vice versa. Yeah, but you don't know them. Hey, if you just start being a little bit nicer, it might get a little bit better. Hey, sure, but it's probably going to help some. Amen. Say, this ain't that hard, is it? He also knew her desire to come to Israel. And of course, he loved his country. And for her to come there, that was incredible. Secret number five. God has somebody what? Watching. Family secrets. Somebody's watching. Could be those little eyes, like in my family right now. I got a little 4-year-old and a little 6-year-old. You think they're watching Daddy? Oh, yeah. Come on. God's unusual plan. Almost done. Thank you for being here. We got one more, don't we, Raj? You quitting on me, brother? What you doing? You froze up. If you froze, we'll freeze. And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime, come here. Eat of the bread. Dip your morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and she left. She ate and was satisfied, just walking. When you live by grace instead of by rights, you'll be surprised at how content you'll be. Say that with me. Come on, church, help me now. When you live by grace instead of by rights, you'll be surprised at how content you will be. Can we say that one more time? We're talking about family, but this is obviously about our faith as well. When you live by grace instead of by rights, you'll be surprised how content you will be. Wow. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves. Don't just leave her in a corner. Let her come out in the middle. And don't you reproach her. And let fall some of the handfuls on purpose. Say that with me. Handfuls on purpose. I mean, here you got some nice grapes or whatever. I'm going to put them right down here. And she's coming behind getting them. Let fall some handfuls on purpose and leave them that she may glean them. And don't you rebuke her for picking those up. By right, she could glean the corners. Yes or no? By right, she could glean the corners. By grace, grain was pulled from the bundles for her. Just seeing stuff. I love this. And we're done with this one because we're out of time. There's a lot more secrets here. Secret number six. Oh, God's grace is so what? One more time. God's grace is so what? Amen. Don't take it for granted. Now, we're done. We're out of time. But have you... This is a little different way to live, isn't it? Say. Now, maybe you're living this way, and that's cool. But isn't it amazing how we can take an Old Testament story like that and see a woman who was hated, who was despised, who was alone, who had nothing, who took care of her mother-in-law, who decided, you know, I got to get off my tail. I got to go out here and get some food for the family, right? And she was gracious in the way she handled herself. She didn't do it by right. She was kind, and God showered graciousness upon her and grace on her. Amen? Say. Have we learned something today? Maybe that could help us somewhere in our life. I think we have. Come on. Let's praise the Lord for His Word. Amen. Come on. Yeah. All right.